Pro-Palestinian protesters launch sit-in at Democrat Representative Jan Schakowsky's Chicago area office. By Warner Todd Houston on October 20, 2023. Pro-Palestinian protesters staged a sit-in at Illinois Democrat Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky's office in the northern Chicago suburb of Skokie on Thursday. The protesters demanded that Schakowsky sign a petition sponsored by far-left squad member Representative Cori Bush, DeMo, calling for an end to Israel's actions against Hamas, according to ABC 7 News. Police officers reportedly detained seven of the 25 protesters and charged them with criminal trespass. Officials notified the protesters that the office staff closed the facility at 5 p.m., but by 5:30 p.m., the protesters were still in the office. The arrests were made by 5:42 p.m. after several orders to disperse were issued. The seven who were arrested were booked and released, the Skokie Police Department said. They are next due in court on December 5. Schakowsky, who is Jewish, is in Washington, D.C., attending the current session of Congress. However, she said she spoke to the protesters by phone. Schakowsky claimed in a statement, "Last Friday, I led 55 of my colleagues in a letter to President Biden and Secretary Antony Blinken urging the U.S. to ensure that innocent civilians in Gaza are protected from violence and attacks. That includes following international law, delivering food and water to Gaza, providing safe passage, humanitarian assistance, and ensuring the safe return of hostages. We must guarantee that all civilians, Palestinians, and Israelis are protected. I am doing everything in my power to end the violence as quickly as possible," the rep. added. "We cannot achieve lasting peace and security for Israelis without addressing the humanitarian crises in Gaza and the West Bank and ending the occupation." Chicago's chapter of Black Lives Matter also jumped to the support of the pro-terror protesters and urged supporters to flood the Skokie Police Department with calls to have the arrested protesters released. Hatem Abudaway, the chair of the U.S. Palestinian Community Network, said the protesters targeted Schakowsky because she is the vice president of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and because of her unbreakable support for Israel. Abudaway also criticized Schakowsky over her absolute support for Israel, the Chicago Tribune reported. Abudaway added that Schakowsky's support for Israel works against her claim of being a progressive. He also said that during the phone call between the congresswoman and the protesters, he asked her, "If Israel has a right to defend itself, why don't Palestinians have the right to defend themselves? Israel fights terror, is Israel's response to Hamas legal and justified?" Abudaway also pushed the incendiary accusation that Schakowsky has the blood of dead Palestinian children on her hands, adding, "It was her statements about how the, you know, the Palestinians are the enemy and the Palestinians are uncivilized." The Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression and Southsiders Organized for Unity and Liberation also participated in the sit-in, Abudaway told the media. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.